I'm here today speaking with John Falotico, who is the race director for Flutters of Hope. Would you like to tell us what's going on today?
So we're here in downtown Saratoga doing our awareness walk, just to raise awareness of our existence as an organization, Flutters of Hope, what we do, helping people with eating disorders through grants, through support baskets, and through resources, and bringing awareness to the prevalence of the disease. May being Mental Health Awareness Month, probably the most sobering statistic is that eating disorders in their various forms are the most lethal kind of any mental illness. Some stats out there say 50% of the deaths associated with mental illness have an eating disorder component to them. So just being out here, putting the information out there so that people know if they or someone they love is suffering, like, there's resources, there's help, and there's a way to turn it around.
And is there anything you would want people to remember most about your organization, if you could just pick one point?
If I could pick one point, as the race director, I would say coming up October 14th at Peebles Island State Park, we've got a trail race coming up. A lot of the information out there is going to be on our website, floatersofhopeinc.org. But it's a tremendous event, so runners, hikers, walkers, or people that want to sponsor it can reach out for more information.
And how did you become involved with the organization?
I met Cheryl a couple years ago, and my wife suffers from an eating disorder. So I told my wife, I said, you better take your crazy brain over to that lady and talk to her. And the relationship has grown from there. You know, I've seen firsthand how debilitating this disease can be to the person suffering, to their loved ones, to a lot of other medical issues come along with it. So being able to give back and let people know that, you know, if someone you love is struggling, it can be a struggle for you, and you can get through it and come out the other side stronger.
Well, my name is Annalise Marin. I feel like today's walk went really well. I think we really made a statement out there, just showing the public that a lot of people are suffering alone and in silence, and it's an issue that's not talked about much. You see a lot of other things going on, and I feel like this is something that's different, and mental health doesn't really get talked about much when it's probably one of our biggest problems right now, because that's where a lot of root causes are coming from.
And were you able to connect with many people during your walk?
Yeah, even just board members alone. Like, I didn't realize until, like, I don't know, just really talking to people, yeah.
And what were you handing out to people today?
We were handing out stickers, our logo, our name, some information about us.
And did you think you were able to get many people to become involved with the race that's coming up?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, especially my mom having that temptation of everyone, like, we need 200 people for her to get a tattoo, which she's so against, but...
That's really fun. Tell us how you became involved with Flutters of Hope.
So my name's Mary Claire, and I became involved by meeting Cheryl at the Adirondack Sports Expo last year. I've struggled with an eating disorder since I was about 8 years old, so I immediately just felt drawn to the organization and wanted to help others find respite and just be able to spread awareness and have resources that weren't available to me when I was going to treatment.
I'm here speaking with Chandler Hickenbottom. I'd just like to first ask you, what is today's event about?
Today's event is shining a light on George Floyd and also other deaths that occurred due to state-sanctioned violence. Specifically within our town, we have Darryl Mount, who was murdered by the police. He fell from a scaffolding, 19-foot scaffolding, and spent 9 months pretty much being unable to speak, talk, or do anything for himself, and then later succumbed to his injuries. So, you know, we're out here trying to shine a light on him, but then also the other people that have lost their lives. You can also add on to the fact of the top shooting. There was just the anniversary. So all these back-to-back deaths and anniversaries, we felt we should uplift the story and be here in solidarity and hold space.
What would you like people to remember most about this event?
I guess it would probably be the fact of the sense of community that we have here. I want people to know that, you know, we're always going to have this sense of community. It's somewhere that it's always going to be around in Saratoga Springs. It's about you finding it and searching it out. But really, when it comes down to Saratoga BLM, you don't really have to search it out. You just come to an event and you feel it. So we want everybody to feel that sense of community, but then also the solidarity that, you know, this is a small town, but we can still stand with these big, giant cities in the issues that are happening, because state-sanctioned violence doesn't just affect big cities, it affects small towns and all of those things. Nobody is safe from state-sanctioned violence, if that makes sense.
What would you say to those who struggle to see your purpose or struggle to see how organized you are and just have a hard time connecting with what you're trying to, the change you're trying to make happen?
I guess I would say, honestly, like, we're available. You know, why don't you come speak with us? Why don't you have an actual conversation, show up to an event, and maybe you can actually answer those questions for yourself? You know, staying in situations where you're behind your computer or you're behind, you know, a blue thin wall, you don't come in over the wall and talk to us ever. You don't ever come to us and try to figure out, okay, how can we be a better community? And we're always available. It's about people making the time to be available as well. And it seems like a lot of this town does not want to take on that availability, and, you know, that's their loss. But our every single event that we have is open to the entire community. So that means any and everybody can show up. So that means show up and have conversations, tough conversations that, you know, make you feel uncomfortable. And, you know, that's the most important thing, because we're not uncomfortable, we're not doing anything correct. We have to get out of our comfort zone to be able to move forward in Saratoga.
And talking about your events, is there anything else coming up next that people could attend if they wanted to?
So we do have a whole weekend of Juneteenth events that's going to be happening. That's going to be on the 17th, and also on the 19th, we'll be having events. So if you just look at our Saratoga BLM page, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can get in contact with us over our Gmail, which is SaratogaBlackLivesMatter@gmail.com. We'll be having those events, along with, we do have Flag Day coming up, and I'm pretty sure that is June 10th. So we will be a part of that as well. We'll be showing, you know, we'll be taking back the narrative of what it is to be patriotic, what it is to love your country and love yourself. And that's why we're going to be there. We'll be there with Pan-African flags. We'll be there with Black Lives Matter flags to show that Saratoga BLM is here. We're not going anywhere. And, you know, we are just as a part of this country as anybody else.
Talking about patriotism, what direction do you see the country going in with many people's opinion of what it means to be patriotic?
I feel like it's honestly regressing, and it's going to cause a lot of issues, because we are so fixed on this one idea of what it is to be patriotic that we can't ever, you know, look past and see how, you know, there's different intersectionalities of what it is to be patriotic. So I think that that's probably like the one problem, and we won't be able to get past that. And that's also why things are regressing. The people that feel like they're so patriotic are able to take over, you know, everything, laws, all those things that are going to now be rolled back. You know, we see Roe v. Wade. It's just going to continue. You know what I mean? We have people that are using their patriotism for wrong instead of using it to better, you know what I mean, our country and better our communities. They're focused on their self-interest and, you know, what makes the world better for them and not for everybody.
And if you wanted to give someone a bit of advice on how they could open their minds up to see past their own opinion of what it means to be patriotic, what kind of advice would you give them?
Honestly, I don't know, because I'm still trying to figure that out for myself, of what patriotic is and what it is to have patriotism within this country that doesn't care about me or love me. So I feel like that's even something that I have to have an internal conversation with myself. So I don't think I can actually give that answer, because I think all of us are learning that. We're all in our infancy, especially after the things that have happened with the Black Lives Matter movement and where we are now. The world is kind of in its infancy of accepting people, and that also comes with figuring out new things like patriotism and what it means and democracy and all of that other stuff. And I don't feel like I as myself would be able to answer and give advice, because then I feel like I'd be putting myself on the same pedestal as these other people that are telling us what patriotism is, and I don't want to put myself there.
I appreciate you speaking with me.
Thank you.